Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Korgel, and today I'm joined with Dr. Simba Wiltz, CEO of the Central Florida Animal Reserve. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
So for people who don't know, tell us a little bit about the Animal Reserve and how it got started.
Well, Central Florida Animal Reserve is a big cat home, and we currently house just over 20 lions, tigers, leopards, and cougars. And our purpose is to create a forever home for them. And our main mission is to make a platform to address the challenges of big cats in the future, but also provide value to society today.
Okay. And you are the CEO. How did you get involved? How did this come about?
Well, I've been working with this population for almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. Actually started in the world of big cats in 1994 during a canine distemper outbreak amongst lions in Kenya. And through that research, it led me into my professional career, and that brought me back to the big cats to help try to address some of their health challenges.
So you've been all over the world researching them?
I've been researching all over the world.
That's what I meant. Okay. Wow. How did you feel like there was a need for this in this area?
Well, there's been a lot of change in the big cat world in the last 20 years. Previously, there were a lot of people who had them as pets. And it was somewhat more common, especially before 2000, where mm-hmm. people might go out and think that they found a tiger cute or a lion cub cute, and they would go and have them as private pets. That's changed a lot as mm-hmm. we've had a better understanding. And overall, it's something that is just not seen as a proper husbandry for them anymore. So it's become more and more important that there are these larger scale homes that can take care of the population that was created during that time.
Okay. Wow, I don't want to ask you where I can get a tiger, but where would people have gotten these tigers and larger animals and cats?
Well, you can find just about anything these days online.
eBay.
But then also, there were certainly different kinds of animal finder guides that were out there where people would find these animals. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of people that we encounter today are people knowing people. And there have been big cats in this country since the 1800s. And as soon as someone finds out about them, then that's how they would enter into that world.
How many do you have at the Animal Reserve?
Right now, we've got 22.
Oh, wow. And you get to play with them every day.
Well, our purpose is not playing with them on a regular basis. But it is a common misconception that a lot of people think that that's all we do all day. And really, it's a lot more like farm work. We have to clean up after them. Mm-hmm. We have to take care of their enclosures. And the good news is that we've got a lot of people who are willing to spend their time and energy making this happen. It's one of the benefits of being an all-volunteer organization.
Right. Now, for the animals that have come to you from different, say, lifestyles, how hard is the adjustment for them to be in the reserve?
Well, the good news is that cats are remarkably, remarkably adaptable. And that's what's made them such apex predators mm-hmm. in the wild. The adjustment doesn't usually take a lot of time. We try to make sure that they have a comfortable environment where they can choose their own path. And once they have enough space to explore their environment, then they start to have the opportunity to choose their people. And that's always a fun process to see.
I'm assuming you separate all of the cats.
No, we have some that actually cohabitate.
Oh, really? And so two different kinds, like, for example, a panther and a tiger can be in the same area?
In the same area, but they wouldn't necessarily be in the same enclosure.
Okay,
so
got
it. We try to keep species together. It's mm-hmm. very important that they have others of their own species to socialize with.
Okay. Now, you mentioned it being an all-volunteer organization. How does somebody get involved with volunteering?
Well, going to our website, we have plenty of needs out at the facility. We have 70 people that actually come to volunteer, and 40 of them actually work directly with the cats in one way or another.
Oh, wow.
So going to our website, that's volunteer.cflar.org, that's how you can come to volunteer with us.
Okay. Any specific requirements for anything like that?
Absolutely. So first thing, and sorry kids, you're going to have to be at least 18 years old in order to volunteer on site. The second one is that you have to be able to listen and follow directions. This is an environment that is really built around the cats, making sure that they have what they need. Mm-hmm. And that means that you have a very important role as a volunteer to fall into the patterns and roles that we have for the individuals coming.
How do you feel like every day knowing that you're helping out animals as opposed to, you know, sitting in an office, you know, helping humans? I mean, not that that's more common that like office work, you know. How do you feel knowing that you don't have to go every day and you get to see these animals instead of really humans sometimes?
Well, it's interesting that in my professional life, helping humans is all I do. Mm. And it is a really important thing that we have people with big hearts that are willing to do for society, whether that society be humans or animals, do the best that they can for them. It's often been said that you can really tell the measure of a society and how they treat their animals.
Yeah.
And I have been blessed to have the opportunity to move between both worlds in roles that allow me to make a positive impact.
That's fantastic. Now, we haven't talked about this, but you did mention you have a website. And on the website, I'm sure it tells all the information about the animal reserve. But is there any way that it's open to the public?
Yes. So currently we do guided tours on the weekends. So Saturdays and Sundays, it's a great opportunity to come outside and experience nice Florida weather and bring your family or your friends. We have multiple types of tours that really kind of cater to the experience that you'd like to have. It's important to recognize that no one's going to have contact with the cats, but we offer almost unparalleled proximity. So you could have a conversation with a cat the same way that you might across the dinner table.
Wow, that's super close. Scary, but really fun, I'm sure. Really?
And that's one of the things that we get very highly reviewed on. Because the cats have learned to trust the people that they work with, that enables them to become a lot closer, especially when they're taking a guided tour. All our tours are guided, and that's what allows us to make sure that the cats feel comfortable, but also serves to educate and to entertain through the stories that each of the cats can tell us.
How long does a tour usually take?
It's usually about an hour, though there are more extensive tours, like behind the scenes, that can take closer to 90 minutes.
Oh, wow. All right. And since it is an animal reserve, is there more than just big cats there?
There are more than just big cats, but they're not always our animals. The benefit of being where we are is that it's out in the wild. And so you will see natural Florida wildlife there, whether it be gators or otters or tortoises, turtles that are in our lake. There's lots to be talked about. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Deer. There's lots to be talked about in the natural environment and how the cats fit into that.
Okay. What are the hours on the weekends for the public?
On the weekends, it's from 12 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And you can always look online to see what availability you have for the type of tour you're interested in.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Are there any set prices for the tours, or do they all differ depending on what kind you want?
The base tour starts at $25 for adults and less for kids. We also offer a family tour for those that are bringing ones under 10 years old. That's discounted even further.
Okay. Do you have anything special going on in regards to education?
Yes. So Central Florida Animal Reserve is very excited to be able to provide a platform for education, not just for the cats themselves. And as part of that, we have built a new visitor center that is going to allow us to really educate and bring people into that world in a manner that we've not been able to do in the past. And we'll be looking for feedback and guidance from our community partners to see how we can continue to provide that value to those who are coming to visit.
Okay, fantastic. Do you ever come across somebody that say needs help with a big cat, and or they do you have any people that come in and let me know how to word this?
Look for some consulting.
Look for not necessarily consulting, but have put themselves in a predicament where they can't take care of the animal, and they bring it to you, and they're like, well, "What do we do?" And they have to surrender it.
We have had circumstances that have required us to reach out to people to help basically rescue some cats. The unfortunate reality is that there's no state or federal funding for the work that
we do.
And because of that, if a cat's home is imperiled for whatever reason, then that means they have to find a solution. Sometimes they do it on their own. Sometimes we do it in partnership with our regulatory agencies. But being a platform as we are, it does allow us to reach out and provide a good home for those cats and hopefully a positive solution that's good for everyone.
Right. And I would assume that a lot of people, when they find either bobcats or something that are injured, they would normally call the Florida Wildlife and stuff like that. Do you ever have any instances where Florida Wildlife says, you know, this cat is, you know, already rehabilitated? Is there any way that you can take it, or do they release it back into the wild?
Wherever possible, we try to make sure that the ones that come from the wild stay in the wild.
Okay.
So our population are ones that will never be able to return to the wild, either due to age or due to their proximity and socialization to people.
Got it.
But those that can return to the wild, we absolutely have to support the natural Florida ecosystem. So those bobcats, Florida panthers, if they come our way, mm-hmm. we definitely want them to get back to their natural habitat.
Got it. Do you give any of the tours?
I do. Okay. And occasionally you'll find me on executive tours where you can get the really in-depth stories. They tend to be a little bit more more for the advanced audience. But I also enjoy doing some of the kids' tours as well, because it's fun to see the young keepers light up mm-hmm. as they finally come and see cats up close.
What are some of the strangest questions you've been asked during a tour?
Well, I've had a series of two questions that actually did come from one of our younger visitors, mm-hmm. which was actually one of the more brilliant questions that
really?
I've ever had. The first question that she asked was whether or not the cats knew their names. And the cats do. They actually do know their names and respond to them. And she paused for a moment. And then she asks, well, do the cats know your name? And that introduced a very interesting conundrum, because
yeah.
they do recognize us. If we were just in a crowd, they would be able to pick us out and walk up to us as someone that they would find comfort in. But it was a very insightful question, because there's so much more psychology going in to the minds of a big cat
oh, yeah.
that we get to see and get to share with people.
And you'd think, because, you know, you think about your own felines or animals at home, when you say, you know, a spouse's name or something, they'll like perk up or do something. So it really makes you wonder if they understand what's happening or what's going on, or, you know, anything aside from their own name. I mean, I think they do. Do you think they do?
Absolutely. In order for them to survive in their natural habitat, they have to be extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
And in fact, some have rated them at being almost like a 7-year-old child. And the reality is that that we find ways every day where the cats are doing things that surprise us, mm-hmm. Behaviors that we haven't taught them that are very complex, that they will do to help us, or that they will do to help themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I came to the conclusion that they do know who I am, that they do know my name, not because they're my children, but because if they can recognize a box of treats and understand the word treats, then I'm pretty sure it's just ignoring my name.
It could very well be that you've got a stimulus that's just too good to ignore.
So you mentioned the younger tours. Do you have many school trips that come in?
We've started to pick up a lot more with the school groups,
mm-hmm.
and that is a part of our special outreach, because we really can turn it into a dedicated classroom. And we've been very fortunate to work with several very highly trained educators that have brought programs that have worked fantastically for young kids.
Now, I know you don't get any funding from the government or anything. How do you raise money? Do you put on events? Do you just take donations? Can they be made on the site? How does that work?
We do take donations mm-hmm. Of all shapes and sizes, and everybody donates for different reasons. Some had a fantastic experience and they want to reward that. Others recognize the depth and necessity of the mission for the long term and become legacy donors. No matter how people choose to spend their kind of time and energy and treasure,
mm-hmm.
What we're doing has a very unique value that is something that has to be seen in order to really appreciate.
Yeah. So definitely come out during, and it's not during the week, it's on the weekends.
On the weekends for mm-hmm. the tours, but you can always find us online as we're telling stories and posting information about the cats too.
Okay. So, social media. Do you have any Facebook, Instagram? How do people find you?
You'll find us online at Facebook. We're facebook.com/CFLAR. We're also on Instagram as CFLAR Big Cats. And if you search for us online, then you'll find all of the various platforms. Google has been very kind in terms of being able to help find us.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite cat?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's hard to ask a parent to play favorites.
Right.
But I have had a lot of very special relationships over the number of years. The ones that have been most special are not the cats that I found were going to be my favorites. It's those cats that found me to be their favorite. And those are very special relationships because they're willing to communicate and do things with and for you that you would never have dreamed possible.
Yeah.
I'll give you a fun example. A lot of what we have to do with working with them is veterinary care. It is a primary purpose if we're going to have them with us that they have to have a permanent health plan. And it is a lot easier to work with them if they allow you to be hands-on with them, as opposed to having to always use anesthesia. And that communication, whether it be divulging of symptoms or telling you about their energy level and their level of strength, it's very subtle communication, but it's very powerful communication, and it's allowed us to head off problems that would not be possible without that relationship.
Yeah, and to build that kind of trust between, you know, human and animal, that's just incredible.
Right. Incredible. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough that it is a relationship, just like for anybody who's listening that might be sitting next to someone that's a significant other or thinking about a significant other. You didn't just walk into that relationship.
Right.
One way or another, you had to earn that relationship, whether that be through little things like gifts or paying attention or big things like having big moments of trust. And every day we have to earn that relationship from the cats, and their love for us is a tangible symbol of the relationship that we have earned. And it's something that we take great pride in, because you can't just sell it. You can't just buy it. And it's something that we are pleased to be able to share when they come and visit with people there.
Definitely. Do we have anything coming up, or did we have something already? So the visitor center is just open on the weekends too.
Correct, right now,
okay.
Yes.
But
is it
going
to be open during the week?
So when it's open, the idea is to be able to allow us to become more event-focused.
Okay.
And provide yet another option in the St. Cloud area for people to take their families to, for businesses or others who want to have an event that allows for team building or corporate leadership training.
That would be nice.
Yes. It's a lot to learn when you're surrounded by big cats, because it does bring a very different focus than your ordinary venue.
Oh, for sure. So
a lot of horse therapy. This is tiger therapy.
Yeah.
Big cat therapy.
Yeah. Big cat therapy.
Yeah,
so, again, can you tell us where people reserve and pay for their admission online?
Yes. So we have a secure online booking system. You can go to tours@cflar.org, and that will take you through the entirety of the process and let you see all of the tour options that you have available.
Okay.
And, of course, you can always reach out to our tour team, and they'll be happy to arrange anything that they need.
All right. Perfect. And, again, what is the admission cost?
So the admission cost is $25 for adults, 19 ages 10 to adult, and 15 for ages 10 and under.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. And all last but not least, I know we can find everything on the site, but where is this located?
We're located just off of 441 in St. Cloud.
Okay.
And it's a nice, wonderful drive through Florida to get you into the mood to walk amongst big cats.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll have a lot of more people out there and a lot more attendance. Dr. Simba, thank you so much for coming in today and speaking with me about the big cats. And hopefully we'll get as many people out there as possible.
I'm looking forward to having you visit as well.
I want to. I'll be there.
Need to come out.
Yes.